You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. This week's biggest news was the all-out war between Twitter and world's richest man, Elon Musk. The microblogging giant has sued the Tesla boss for violating his $44 billion deal to buy the social media platform and asked a Delaware court to order Musk to complete the merger at the agreed $54.20 per Twitter share. The complaint said Musk apparently believes that he, unlike every other party subject to Delaware contract law, is free to change his mind, trash the company, disrupt its operations, destroy stockholder value, and walk away. The lawsuit sets in motion what promises to be one of the biggest legal showdowns in Wall Street history, involving one of the business world's most colorful entrepreneurs in a case that will turn on state contract language. Back home, the telecom sector was in for a surprise this week after Adani Group's 5G plans were reported. The Adani Group is understood to have applied for participating in the upcoming 5G spectrum auction. Last Friday was the last day for companies to put in their applications for participating in the auctions, which commences from July 26. While the country's three telecom operators, Reliance Jio, Bharti Airtel, and Vodafone Idea have submitted their applications, government as well as industry sources said that Adani Group is also one of the applicants. The government has so far allowed enterprises like Adani to build their captive data networks by either taking spectrum on lease from the telecom operators or giving them a turnkey contract to build the same. As far as direct allocation of spectrum to enterprises is concerned, while the government has given an in-principle approval, it has said that it would first assess the demand and then ask the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India to frame rules in this regard. Amid market volatility, the RBI announced a big step this week. The RBI has put in place a mechanism under which the final settlement of export and import payments by Indian traders can be made in rupee. Besides helping curb demand for foreign exchange and thereby support the Indian currency, the move will also facilitate unhindered trade with sanctions-hit Russia and trouble-torn Sri Lanka. Last week, the RBI took a series of steps to ease forex inflows in an effort to stem the rupee's fall. The RBI in a circular said that in order to promote growth of global trade with emphasis on exports from India and to support the increasing interest of global trading community in INR, it has been decided to put in place an additional arrangement for invoicing, payment and settlement of exports-imports in INR. The week also saw a major investigation revealing dark secrets of taxi-hailing giant Uber. After a media investigation unveiled Uber's internal emails and texts, which highlighted the company's dubious methods of bypassing laws and other illegal cover-ups, the cab-hailing firm responded by saying that mistakes were made prior to 2017, following which it fired several executives and initiated a restructuring process. In a statement, Uber acknowledged mistakes in the past and said that the company, under CEO Dara Khosrowshahi since 2017, is a different company. The investigation conducted by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists brought to light emails between Uber's management, employees, and other executive staff. In other news, troubles are growing for Chinese phone makers. The Directorate of Revenue Intelligence this week raised a tax demand of ₹4,389 crore on Oppo Mobiles India, raising heat on the Chinese smartphone maker in a case of customs duty evasion, the Ministry of Finance said. Oppo India is a subsidiary of Guangdong Oppo Mobile Telecommunications Corp. Limited. Earlier last week, the Enforcement Directorate had said that another Chinese smartphone maker, Vivo, illegally transferred ₹62,476 crore, which is almost 50% of its turnover, to China to avoid paying taxes in India. Oppo India is engaged in the business of manufacturing, assembling, wholesale trading, and distribution of mobile handsets and accessories thereof across India. And finally, a look at the state of Indian rupee. The Indian rupee nearing 80 to a US dollar will make imports of items from crude oil to electronic goods, overseas education, and foreign travel costlier, while raising fears that the inflation situation could worsen. The primary and immediate impact of a depreciating rupee is on the importers, who will have to shell out more for the same quantity and price. However, it is a boon for the exporters as they receive more rupees in exchange for dollars. The rupee depreciation has wiped away some of the gains that would have accrued to India from international oil and fuel prices, dropping to pre-Ukraine war levels. India is 85% dependent on foreign oil to meet its needs for fuels such as petrol, diesel and jet fuel. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.